Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Well, good morning, everybody. Hey, guys, we're live. We've been away for a while, but we're back live today. And I missed everybody. We've got Benny and Valerie in Seattle. How are you doing, guys?
Good.
Yeah,
how are you?
Welcome back.
Yay.
Yeah, it's a party now.
I feel like it was been, we talked about the show while we were away. We were like, it's just not the same. I'm so excited to be back.
Holding back the tears. Holding back the tears.
Were the phones ringing off the hook while we weren't there?
Actually, they were. You know how hard is it like to disappoint people when you're not here?
I know.
It's frustrating for us. We went through a lot for you.
And I sipped my ties on the beach for you.
Oh,
and that's all that
didn't
mattered.
Bother mailing back for us. Thanks. Appreciate that.
So, guys, we have a really exciting show. Joining us in the second segment is going to be psychic medium John Holland. And I'm a little nervous because John is like a superstar in the psychic community.
Oh, you're so humble, Dougal. You're a superstar, too. Come on.
Oh, please, though. John is like Uber. I mean, everybody's so excited. On Facebook, on Twitter, everybody was so excited that he's coming on. So you guys will have a choice to either get a reading with moi or with John if you want to contact someone from the other side. Speaking of contacting people from the other side, let's go straight to the news. Bin Laden was assassinated.
So to speak.
So, I mean, that's intense.
We kind of were looking for him so was that a prospective assassination?
You're right. Well, so what was your thought about it when you heard that?
Well, I was actually sitting at home just in front of the TV, and it just popped on, and we're all like, okay, what's going on? And then, of course, everyone these days goes to their social network, Twitter.
I found out.
It was there first. Pretty much that's where you get your news. So, president, you got to step it up your game a little bit. But for him, keeping it quiet for as long as he can.
Wasn't that amazing? I mean, he had the correspondence dinner and was, making all those jokes. And
oh, that was so funny.
I know. All the stuff about Donald Trump.
Yes, that was great.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I cannot believe Donald Trump had the gall to go to that dinner and didn't expect to be made fun of. His face, he genuinely looked shocked that they were making fun of him.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Seth Meyers ripped him.
Insane. But it was funny with the whole Bin Laden thing. I kind of had mixed emotions. I mean, obviously he's a terrible person, and I'm kind of relieved in a sense. And I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but I lived in New York during 9/11, so it brought back all of those memories. But it also seemed weird to see images on the news of people popping bottles of champagne and celebration.
Yeah,
I had mixed feelings about that also.
Yeah, because I did feel happy, and it's all right, I don't want to celebrate someone's death.
Right.
It's still a human being, but at the same time, it kind of makes you look at that whole karma thing or whether or not you believe in the death penalty and all that stuff. I really had mixed emotions about it. Do you guys feel safer?
Not right now.
No.
I think it's still kind of there's obviously been a huge disruption in the whole network scheme.
Yeah.
But now people are just going to be like, all right, we need to tie up these loose ends. And
exactly.
You never know. And go one direction. I think we still should absolutely be cautious of the situation.
Right.
And we always, I think, need to be, obviously, from our little warning about 9+ years ago.
It's certainly a good thing for, I think, the country. I think Obama
needed.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, I've always thought he was an amazing leader, but now when I look at him, it's even more wow. And that, did you guys see that? They did that photo. I saw it on the Huffington Post, which he's surrounded by his security team and Hillary Clinton's in the room, and they're all watching the operation on the computer.
That
gave me chills
that's
to
crazy.
See that.
Yeah.
Because,
can you imagine that?
Oh, yes. I could not imagine being in that room, but to see that was so real because they saw that in real time go down.
Yeah. Yeah.
It gave me chills.
Right?
It's like an episode of 24.
Exactly.
Well,
I've had friends say this is just like The Event. I don't know if you watch that show.
What's The Event?
Well, it's a show on Monday nights, I guess, where the president, aliens invade the Earth. And the president knows all about this before the public does.
And
he's a black president. And I don't know. People are saying,
Shirley MacLaine's favorite show.
Hey, she's a great lady. I met her.
She's a great lady. I want to have her on the show. David just finished her book, and he's obsessed with it.
She's awesome.
And so let's just have a brief moment, total polar opposite. Did you guys watch The Royal Wedding?
Well, I kind of got clips from it for the previous show for the next day, but yeah, I'm just kind of ho-hum on it.
Valerie?
Oh, I recorded the entire thing.
Oh,
from one a.m. My DVR recorded from 1 a.m. until 11 a.m.
That is exactly what David did. Oh, and he was forcing me to watch it. And he was like, it's so romantic. And I was like, it's not romantic.
Is he elbowing you like, wake up. This is the important.
No, we didn't watch it live. He recorded it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it live. Yeah. There was no way. I got up, I think, about 8 o'clock that next morning. And fast forward through
heat
the parts.
Heat up your tea and warm up your crumpets.
And we know people who got up at like 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they watched it live.
Locally here, they did too. Mm-hmm.
It's
Seattle.
Crazy. But the one thing I did get obsessed with is they released another thing on the Huffington Post, and they're not even a sponsor, but they could be. But they released some lip reader, because I kept saying,
yes!
David, did you read that?
Yes.
And I got so embarrassed because it is none of my business,
yes!
What this couple whispered to each other right after they got married, but I loved it. And then when the queen came out and the lip reader said, she went, I thought they were going to take the smaller carriage. I loved it.
Because everyone's got their own accent.
The
her.
Lip reader. It's so great.
Gonna have one of those at my wedding.
Let's get a lip reader during the commercial break to hear what we're actually
right.
Yeah.
But I thought that was so interesting that we're that obsessed.
Yes.
We have to watch their wedding. We have to have them promenaded, and then we have to know the even intimate moments of what they're saying. I thought that was fantastic.
Yes,
they're off all for reflection.
Exactly.
They're gonna go have some reflection time.
And Gary Busey got kicked off our favorite show.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
It was coming.
Big surprise yeah. there.
But Meatloaf apparently is channeling him now because he was all crazy pants
ooh.
Last night.
Like, oh, I know. What's going on with that, Dougal? What's he doing?
I don't know if it's like the energy just goes from one. And once Meatloaf gets off, the next person will be crazy. Maybe Little John will start talking in tongues. But I
yeah!
love it. I mean, obviously, it's a pressure cooker, so they're on that show forever. Do you think they get to bring their family? Like, we never see them in the hotel. Like, on The Regular Apprentice, it's a reality show where you also get to see where they sleep and where they're
right.
hanging out. But I feel like with Celebrity Apprentice at night, it looks like they get to go home and be alone.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That feels like a contractual thing.
I think it is.
So what else is going on with us? So, as you know, we've been doing the Cosmic Coaching Contest. We got a huge amount of responses.
Yeah, really.
The
good
first
response.
Week we didn't get any, and I had a complete meltdown. And I was like, no one cares. And then the second week we got a ton of responses. So next week we are going to announce the winner. That person is going to join us. David and I kind of have it narrowed down, so we're not taking any more entries because we're still trying to figure it out. But thank you so much for every person who sent in. They were really great stories. I was really honored to read them, and it was super fun. What else do you want to talk about? Vacation was fun. We basically went to Florida. We were in Key West, Orlando,
yeah, it was like
Naples,
all
Miami.
Over Florida.
Oh, my God. We were seeing family. We were seeing your family. We were seeing my family. But it was really fun. And I'm amazingly tan. So I love it.
Even though you used SPF.
I did use
SPF.
I was
impressed with.
It was really, really warm there.
Wait, is that the tanning oil version where it's like more tanning oil than it is SPF?
No, I do. No, I won't put oil on. David has some product that has what it's the Jergens one that actually makes your skin darker
when
you put it on.
It's a self. The it's glow. A basically a
glow. Yeah, exactly.
Valerie's
you're right. You have a glow now.
Right. It's good you protect your skin and you get tan.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
I need that. Okay, guys, so this hour, psychic medium John Holland is going to be joining us. If you want to get a reading from me or John, call 1-800-930-2819. If you haven't heard me talking incessantly about the event at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, on June 10th through the 12th, you're going to hear me talking about it all hour. It's me, Psychic John Holland, Colette Baron-Reed, Daniel McKinnon. I'm calling it Psychic Palooza. It's an entire weekend in the country, free readings. We're going to learn how to connect with the other side. You're going to learn how to use colors and energy in your life. You're going to learn what the neighborhood dog is talking about with Daniel McKinnon, gossip from the neighborhood. So if you want to get information on that, go to www.eomega.com. But not now, guys. You have to wait for the show because you can call in. You can talk to me. You can talk to John. Also go to transformationtalkradio.com. People are already sending in their questions. Click the instant feedback button, and I may read one of your questions on the air. Has anybody here gotten a reading from a medium before? Benny, Valerie, no one?
No.
So he's never connected with one of you when he's live?
No.
Priorities
callers,
are for
yeah.
our callers first, Dougal.
Oh, and John is popular.
I did see him last time he was in Seattle, and actually I brought a friend who was kind of, you know, reluctant on going and kind of skeptic on what's expecting. She actually ended up getting picked out
Oh, really?
And with the stuff that he was bringing into himself about these little, like the little Chinese dolls that people collect and stuff like that. For like, some, like the little collectors, the figurines or something.
Okay,
like that.
Yeah, like well, Precious Moments.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, obviously he's getting intuitive hits on from, you know, things in the room. And my friend nudges me. I think that's me. I'm like, well, you need to stand up. Mm-hmm. No, it's not me. And then he kept getting a little bit deeper on like, I see roses and these little figurines and someone just passed. And she's like, oh my God. And she got like kind of white. And I'm like, mm-hmm. That's me. I'm like, stand up right now. I was ready to pinch her.
Did she do it?
She did. She eventually did, and she ended up being a part of like an hour reading right there in front.
How
it
cool.
was so cool.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. She sat back down and was like, I'm always going to see John Holland. This is crazy.
Every time I've worked with John Holland
so
on
cool.
the radio,
yeah.
I secretly have wanted him to be like, there's somebody in the room that I need to talk to. And I was kind of secretly hoping he would like pick me out. But it never happens.
I did the same thing in the shower this morning. I was like, all right, family. So if you've got something
is that
to
really
say,
what you do
like,
in the shower?
All right. Well, I mean, amongst other things,
oh,
but that's
right,
another
okay.
show.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
I was like, okay, so if anybody wants to come through, mm-hmm. I'm available. But remember, it's about the caller. So if you want to talk to John, call 1-800-930-2819. Our number, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get John on the phone. Guys, I've missed you. We're live. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show, and we will be right back.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Stinging nettle. Not simply a plant to avoid brushing up against while in the woods, this plant is an important herb. Harvest fresh with gloves, and you can add this leafy green food to soups, lasagna, or make as a tea. High in minerals such as iron and calcium, nettle leaf has antihistamine and anti-inflammatory effects, so is a good ally for those with seasonal allergies. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Is living with chronic pain depleting the joy in your life? The Wellness Pro 2010 is a breakthrough pain management device that stimulates your body's own ability to reduce pain or eliminate it. The Wellness Pro is the only bioelectrotherapy device of its kind on the market and is FDA cleared. No more pain medications, needles, and nauseating side effects. Easy to use, non-toxic, safe, and very effective. Talk to your doctor to see if the Wellness Pro is right for you. For more information, go to buywellnesspro.com. That's buywellnesspro.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
I think you're right. All I want is to mess.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Dougal Fraser with The Dougal Fraser Show. I am so excited right now. And if I'm going to be honest with you guys, I'm a little bit nervous because we have a superstar today, psychic medium John Holland. You know him on Spirit Connections on Hay House Radio. He's the author of like 9,000 bestsellers, Born Knowing, Power of the Soul. His latest book, The Spirit Whisperer, Chronicles of a Medium, is out now. So go to Amazon. I'm really excited to welcome John Holland. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Oh, my pleasure, Dougal. How are you, my friend?
I'm so good. I'm literally, I couldn't sleep last night. I was waking up. I was like, John's coming on the show. This is so exciting. I don't know what to do with myself. And people are tweeting, they're Facebooking. Everyone is excited. So
excellent.
I have to say, I've been doing a ton of research on you, and I've known about you forever, and I'm really a huge fan of your work. And I'm curious, you know, you're known for, of course, being a medium. And
yes.
I'm just curious, how do you connect? How do you do it? I know you talk about accelerating your energy to meet with the other side, but what's your process?
Well, what I do is before Dougal, when I started doing this work, I'd have to go into like a half-hour meditation before a client or before going on stage. But after 17, 18, 19 years, what I do is, like, if I'm doing a group, and it doesn't happen to me 24 hours a day, seven days a week. What I do is if I know I'm going somewhere, if I'm doing a small group or an event, I start to open up a little before I go on, and I just expand my aura. I don't use any special moves. I just let it happen. I just open up my consciousness, and that's when they slip in and start giving me words, images, and feelings.
And when you talk about opening your consciousness, you know, I always talk about a basic rule that energy follows thought and thought directs energy. So when I'm at a stage and I say to people, even just in my head, my intention is I'm ready to receive. When we say that, we open it. You know, I feel like people want it to be, you know, you have to downward facing dog for 4 hours and align your chakras. Like, it's not that hard. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And that's what I do. And before, when I was, you know, beginning, I'd have to, you know, focus in and get the link first.
Yeah.
They've never let me down. I may get on stage and not know what's going to happen. I mean, that happens to all of us. We hope it happens.
Right.
But they've never let me down. And some people get who they want to hear from. Sometimes they get who they least expect. They even get people they don't want to hear from. It's not 1-800-DAL-YOUR-DADDY, you know? It doesn't work that way. It's just,
love 1-800-DAL-YOUR-DADDY. Although people, I have a feeling if you call 1-800-DAL-YOUR-DADDY, you're going to get a very different kind of phone call.
Probably.
But that's another topic.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. When you do that, have you ever had that? I was talking with a friend yesterday. Have you ever had that experience where someone's come through with a message that the client didn't expect to hear? Or, like, is anyone ever frustrated on the other side with some of our actions?
Well, those on the other side, they have to learn how to work with me, too. So it's not just me learning with them. They have to learn how to link with me, how to send the thoughts, make sure that if they're sending a rose, I have to make sure they're not saying no's. So it works. It works both ways. But people are they're more surprised when they get something or I'm given information. For instance, I could say, so your mom said that you were at the dentist last Friday getting your back teeth pulled. And they're like, whoa.
Right.
And I even though people will say, Dougal, well, why would they talk about that from heaven? It's your mother.
Right.
She's going to say, so you know it's her. It's the small things also. Everyone thinks it's this huge, huge message. And usually it's, I'm alive still. I'm happy. And, you know, with validations, of course. Some messages are quite powerful. Some are just simply a grandmother saying, hi, it's me, Anna.
Don't you think some of those validations, ones that are a little bit more simple, like I always like to talk about the simple miracles. And I think if I heard from a loved one, you know, that they knew that I planted a vegetable garden, that to me means that, you know, they're still a part of my life.
Yes.
You know, they're still a part of my existence.
Yes, and absolutely. When I do readings for people, it's, you know, whether it's on stage or small groups, people will come through, talk about, people on the other side will bring up memories of when they were with their child or their mother, whatever their relative is. Mm. They'll talk about what they're doing now, the people here who is getting the reading, to show people that they're bringing up memories and to show people, look, they're here, they're giving this information about what you're doing now, so you know that they're still around. Very rare will they give a predictive prediction. They
like
don't do that.
Event. Yeah.
Right. They may give a little heads up, like, you know, but it's very, they can't take away people's karmic lessons. So there's mediumship and there's psychic. So hopefully people know the difference.
And let me ask you a question. So how did you get started with all of this? I know for me, it was kind of from the start. I was interested in tarot cards as a kid. I was always, you know, trying to contact Abe Lincoln with a penny, serious story. So I'm curious, how did this kind of come to you?
I was one of five Irish Italian Catholic children.
Wow.
in Massachusetts, in Boston, and I was always I was born this way. That's why my first book is called Born Knowing. I was just born extra sensitive. I knew things I couldn't possibly have known, who was coming over. Mm-hmm. I was more sensitive than the rest of my brothers and sisters, but I was called names. I was, you know, I was the different one. And now I say, Dougal, I'm not different. I was more awake.
Right. Yeah.
See, so, and then I hid the ability in the automobile accident, which I talk about in Born Knowing, it was featured on Unsolved Mysteries, open up the abilities that I already had that I pushed away. And that's how it started. And I read every book, went to see psychics. I wanted to know, why is this happening to me? How is it happening? And what am I going to, you know, how do I handle this? And 2 years after a lot of prodding, started doing readings. I didn't quit my day job for 9 years.
Right.
Did not quit my day job. People on the other side started showing up. And I said, wait a minute, here I am trying to deal with being a psychic and all that goes with that. Now what? Dead people are talking to me?
So, how am I going to explain this?
Absolutely. Synchronistic events brought me to England, where I studied mediumship for 2 or 3 years with the spiritual soul over there, because they take their work over there in the churches. It's all about evidential mediumship, and they're really, really strict. So
I read about that. You're a graduate of the Arthur, am I saying this right, Arthur Findlay College for Psychics and Mediums. I had never heard of that before.
Right. It's not, that's the press who did that. It's not, they call it a college, but it's really an estate that was given to the spiritualists. I went there for 1 week and then another week and then sat in a development circle for 2 years in Bristol.
Wow.
So I attended some weeks at the school, the Arthur Findlay College. But that training that they give you in a week, they work you from 9 in the morning to 8 o'clock at night.
Wow.
With your mediumship. So that training is what gave me my foundation of who I am in the work that I do.
And is it similar to Lilydale? Like, is it a community or just the one space?
It's the one big estate that was given to the Spiritualist Union from Arthur Findlay, who wanted to devote it to psychic sciences and mediumship. But it's a huge estate. You live there, eat there. There's even a pub inside, which is lovely. And they
gotta want a psychic that wants a drink at the end of the day.
You gotta have another kind of spirit sometime. And people from all over the world attend this school, from Japan, Africa, China, Germany. It's famous.
I'm telling you, John, I was actually looking at your schedule, speaking of other worlds, and I said to my partner last night, I was like, I would be exhausted. I mean, it's Australia, it's New York in June, it's you're going to Canada. You travel all over the place.
Well, that's a slow schedule, Dougal.
Oh, don't brag, John.
That's a slow schedule. I was doing 22 to 26 cities.
Wow.
And, you know, rock stars, I mean, I don't know how they do 50 cities, but, you know, you got to try to pace yourself. And the older I get, I try to pace myself, but it's tough. But what am I going to do? The work is coming. So many people are out there who need help. So I just try to pace myself. And I have a great office manager, Merrill, who kind of keeps me in line.
Well, we love her.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about Omega. So, guys, you know I've been talking about obsessively. We are going to be at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York on June 10th through the 12th. Joining us, of course, is the amazing John Holland. We'll be there with psychic Colette Baron-Reed, who you've heard on the show before. And next week, Danielle McKinnon, who's an animal intuitive, who I'm so excited because we're obsessed with what Bernie, our dog, is going to tell her. But we've had a talk with him, is also going to be joining us. And it's a weekend of soul connections. We're going to talk about connecting to the other side. I'm going to talk about how you can use light and color to change your life. And I've been calling it, John, as a joke, Psychic Palooza, because it's in the country. It's a whole weekend. I'm really excited about it. What can people expect?
Well, you know, with Danielle, I met her, and she is amazing. We're all lovers of animals. Most people are. And can she connect with animals that have passed, she can connect with your animal that's at home. She talks about, we think that animals are in our life for a reason, which is true, but we are in that dog's life for a reason. Animals have their own soul contract with us, so she is amazing. She's going to start off the Friday night, and then I believe the amazing Colette, she's so good, she's scary.
I know, exactly.
Yep, she is, and you in the afternoon, and what you're going to be doing, and then me doing, I'll tie it all together at the end. Doing mediumship, and then all four of us together, where the audience can have the participants have a Q&A with us. But it's beautiful. It's out in the country. But I tell people too, a lot of people are nervous to come by themselves. Mm. Many people come by themselves who have never flown, who have never been to something like this. They always walk away with new friends because it is beautiful, beautiful lodgings, and It's a chance where you can be with a group of people with like-minded souls. It's okay to talk about it.
Yeah, I know. I would say at least 3 times a day during my readings, I hear from people. I just feel like I need to be around people of like-minded consciousness. Guys, this is the opportunity to do that. And I agree with you, John. I think coming alone can be an intense experience. You can meet new people, whether you're trying to make friends or soulmates or, you know, just finding that connection of people who are studying and learning and trying to expand at the same time. And, I always talk about strength in numbers. I think it's going to be fascinating to see your process and Danielle's process and my process and how they complement each other and how they differ and how we all do it. Because I talk about it like cosmic charades, just like you were saying earlier. We're all interpreting energy differently. It's the same message. It's the same voice. It's the same source. But the way it comes through each individual is always remarkable and super interesting. So guys, remember, now is your chance. If you want to get a reading with John or myself, call us at 1-800-930-2819. Remember, that number is 1-800-930-2819. Or go to transformationtalkradio.com, click on the instant feedback button, email me a question, and I might read it live on the air. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to align our chakras. We're going to open up. Let's see who's going to come through. John Holland here for the rest of the hour, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dougal. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. We will be right back. Yes. So where's your class if you are wrong? In all the right ways, on the underdogs. We will never be anything but... Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com. Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the 3 precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Hey Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dougal Fraser Show. We are so excited. Joining us all hour is psychic medium John Holland. If you want to get a reading with him, call 1-800-930-2819. We're getting you excited for our event at the Omega Institute on June 10th. We're taking your callers today, so let's see who John connects with. We're going to go to our first caller. Who's with us?
Well, we'll take Sue calling in from Seattle. Sue, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, John Dougal. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I am very well. Very honored to be in this space with you guys. Thank you so much. I've got, just really quick, I lost my father.
Don't say anything, Sue. I was just about to say, I got your father coming through. And usually I ask who you want to hear from, but your father's really, really strong, okay? So I'm just going to take off with your dad, okay, Sue?
Sounds good.
Okay, darling, he's coming with you. I understand that. He's talking about here, Sue, as he's coming through. Am I right he's been gone more than 5 years, Sue, please?
No.
How long's he been gone?
October.
Oh, recent. Okay. Well, someone else they're talking about, you know, 5 years, 5 years. So just leave that alone. But so Dad just passed last year. Yep, I can understand that. And as I'm with you, Sue, yeah, are you his youngest daughter, Sue?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, darling.
Oh, I'm not his biological daughter.
Doesn't matter to me. This is your,
okay.
When it comes to media, you would consider this man your father, right?
He is my father. I just lost. Okay, there may be my mother who passed 8 years ago.
Okay, that's fine. But the gentleman who you call Dad is the one that passed in October, yes?
Correct.
All right. And to me, Sue, it's always a father's love. It doesn't matter who the biological dad is, okay? But if if this gentleman raised you as his daughter and he is your dad, I'm going to get it as father, okay? And he's making me aware, youngest daughter or only daughter. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, I understand. But, Sue, as he's making me aware of it, yeah, I can understand that. He wants to say hi to all his kids, Sue. How many siblings?
He's got three other children from a previous marriage.
Okay, I don't know if you're connected there with them, but he's making me aware. Please acknowledge all of my children, okay? But, Sue, am I right in saying he knew he was going to pass, please?
Yes.
Yeah, because when I hear, I was ready, I was ready, I was ready, you understand that, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, and Sue, why is my breathing affected with your dad, please?
He had taken a fall. He had Parkinson's plus Lewy diffuse body disease, and he had taken a fall, and then he was bedridden. And,
yes.
And if I could say in meditation, when he was in his bedroom, I meditated with him, and I thought I connected with him. And I knew he was going, and I was just giving him love. And he told me in my mind's eye to get Emily, his daughter, from another marriage. And at that moment, I knew he was going.
Okay, but how was his lungs affected with the Parkinson also, Sue, please?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because I feel like a relief when he passes, okay? And to be honest with you, Sue, I'm getting your dad with a sense of humor. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, this is not a cranky man when he was here, too. I don't know if he was taller, but he's giving me the sense of height as he's coming through. But, Sue, he's talking about here, too. You were with him when he passed?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know where the rest of the kids were, Sue, and he's saying to me, I heard you, I heard you, I heard you. So you just said that you were trying to meditate. So if he was in a coma or if he was unconscious, he heard what you were whispering. And thank you for letting me go. I always get that when someone whispers to the parent or to the person, you can go. Go be at peace. Yep. Do you understand, Sue?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I understand. He's got his dog with him, Sue. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I don't know if it's a smaller dog, but he's saying, I got the dog with him. You made him proud, Sue, okay? You made him proud. He's also making me aware of here really quickly, Sue. He didn't get you as a baby, did he?
No.
Were you a small child, a 7 or 8? How old were you, please?
I was 8.
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm asking him a question, Dougal, in my head.
Yeah, my jaw's on the floor right now.
did you get her when she was a baby right out of the womb of the mother? He's saying, no, we got her when she was a little girl. But what a gift he's saying you were to him. And whatever you're doing now, Sue, okay, you're making him very proud. Mm. You have your own son, Sue, please?
No.
Does he have one son?
Oh, does he have a son? Yes, he does.
Well, I did ask if you have. He's saying, mention the son. And his son is still here, yes?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah, he's still with you. He is still with you. And remember, not in a haunting way, Sue, but your dad is safe, okay? Your dad is safe. And Dougal, a name I do not like to give is two names, Mary and John. Everybody has one.
I know.
Okay? And a skeptic said, okay, but why, Sue, am I supposed to say the Mary name, please?
I have no idea.
It's all right, John. Hold on. Who's got...
Who's Mary, Margaret, Marjorie? Where's the M-A-R name? Living or past Sue?
You stumped me.
That's okay.
Think
so remember
one.
I said, just remember, it's either Peggy or it's going to be Margaret, okay? There's an M-A-R name. That's all right. It's okay. Just remember, some people get it after we hang up, all right?
Yep.
But your dad is there. He still sees what you're doing. Are you married, Sue, please?
Yes.
Okay. Now, who's he talking about here? You just banged your leg? Your husband or your partner just banged their leg? Just hurt the leg?
I've got my right Achilles, yes.
What's wrong, darling?
I don't know.
Okay.
It hurts like it.
Yeah. And if they're doing that, Sue, it just means have it checked out. I'm not getting anything dangerous, okay? Just have it checked out. And one last thing I got to give you, Sue, okay? What kind of hat is your dad wearing? What is that?
What kind of hat?
Yeah, baseball?
Oh, his cap. Yes.
You understand? Okay, because he's tipping it at me, all right? I wear baseball caps all the time, all right? But he's tipping his brim of his hat to me, all right? And I'm like, okay, it's either a baseball hat or something with the brim. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. So take his love, Sue, and remember, your loved ones are just a thought away, Sue. So talk to him in your mind. Include him this summer in all your activities, because maybe a medium will say, he was at the barbecue, or he was at the beach, or he saw when you were in Canada, okay?
Yeah.
So include them, okay?
Hey, Sue, can I ask you a question? Okay, so what I found interesting when John was talking, and even when you called in, you know, you said, I'm looking to connect with my father. There's a sense that I get from your energy where you take on a lot of the family responsibility. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'll take care of it. I can handle it. And I think your dad was like super proud of you for doing that because you put yourself in charge, which is terrific. But when I'm listening or kind of tuning into your energy during the session, I get the sense now that you need to let some of that responsibility go, that it's not always your job to kind of take on and organize everybody and be the leader. There's like this sense that you have to do it. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like you nominate yourself to that position. And now I think sometimes your family kind of expects that. But when I tune into that, my soul feels really tired. Does that make sense?
Yep, completely.
Yeah, I can understand that, too.
And I find that just typically the intuitive or emotional people, actually, John and I were just talking about this earlier, it's like they're the ones that process the energy. And I don't know if you've experienced this, especially because the loss of your dad is so recent, but now your family is going to go through that phase of redefining their positions, you know, and their roles. And it might be a little sticky, like there might be a little friction as they're kind of processing the loss and figuring out how we're all going to function. But I agree with John. I definitely think your dad is like super proud with how you're handling it. And I also got the sense that you can step back a little bit. You don't have to be right in the middle of the chaos. It's not your job.
Oh, hallelujah to that, brothers and sisters. I don't want the chaos.
Exactly.
Yeah, but notice also, Dougal, her Achilles is bothering her.
Yes.
The feet, the foundation of her life now, you see?
I didn't even think of that. You're absolutely right. It's manifesting in the body. I love it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Sue, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it.
Oh, what an honor. John and Dougal, thank you so much. Blessings to you guys.
Have a great day. Guys, remember, our number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a caller, Elaine in Washington. Hey, Elaine, this is Dougal and John. How are you doing?
Hey, unfortunately, Elaine dropped there, gentlemen. So
Elaine, whatever with you.
It happens.
No,
it happens. We'll quickly run off to Annette now. She's calling in for you, Dougal, and she has a question for you. So let's have her address that. Annette,
hey,
welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. I'm so honored to speak with both of you. John, I love your show also. It's so
Thank
awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, it's great. I have a question about my son, Dougal.
Sure.
He's a highly intelligent boy.
Before you begin, the first thing, the minute you talk about your son is I see blue. So blue light for me comes from the third eye. It's considered the color of truth and wisdom. However, a lot of times when people have blue light around them, it's very difficult for them to bridge the gap between mind and mouth. So when they try to express themselves, it comes out kind of scrambled. Sometimes they have a slight stutter. It's very difficult. Their verbal skills are a little bit later. They're super, super smart, but their mind works so quickly, the mouth can't catch up with it. So part of what you're working on right now with your son is teaching him how to slow his energy down so he can process what he's feeling, what he's seeing, what he's sensing, and he can actually express himself clearly. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So what's going on with him?
So much. Well, pretty much what you just described.
Does he have like was it a stutter or was it speech delay? What was going on with speech?
His brain works so fast, he can't get it out fast enough.
Yeah. And is that affecting him socially?
Yes.
Yeah. And what we need to find right now is we need to find something that he feels super confident about that has nothing to do with his brain. How old is he?
He's 12.
Okay, so I would try and enroll him in something like martial arts or something that connects the physical body and kind of teaches him how to be in connection with his physical body. He's so smart. He's so out of his body. He works with all the upper chakras. You know, when I look at his aura, everything's from the shoulders and above, which is great. I don't have to teach him how to process. I don't have to teach him how to understand energy. What I have to teach him how to do is ground his energy. So we want to get him in some kind of practice where he can kind of combine the elements of meditation and movement. So I love the idea of like Tai Chi or martial arts. That way he doesn't have to worry about expressing himself. It's just a physical expression, but I think that would help him find balance. He's a sweet kid, super, super sensitive. I just want to find something that he feels really proud about. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And do you feel that... go ahead.
What city are you in?
What city? Close to Seattle.
Okay, and so does he act older than 12?
Yes.
Okay, another good thing, too, Dougal, too, in where I live in New Hampshire. Okay, what is your first name again, darling?
Annette,
where I am, they have the SPCA, the Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. They have kids from like 7 to 12 volunteer. They have it as a camp, and they get to work with the animals. Not a bad idea for your son.
Great
okay?
idea. Absolutely.
Not a bad idea. Absolutely, and it's free, and it's like a camp for kids. But even they must have something in your area like this where kids can work with the animals, the dogs, the rabbits. Then your kid, it's not even just a verbal communication. They're connecting on a soul level to that animal. I think it'll ground your child. Just a suggestion.
I agree. I think that's a great idea.
He loves animals. You guys both just hit it so right on. Yeah. I have an opportunity to maybe. I'm wondering if I should keep him in the same school. Move him.
I would keep him in the same school.
Yeah.
Definitely keep him in the same school for right now. I don't think changing schools is really necessary. But I think if you combine those two things, once he finds something that makes him unique and different that he can be really proud about, I think that's going to help his energy integrate. Okay, Annette?
Awesome.
Great. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank
I appreciate it. Hey, guys, we're going to take a quick break. But if you want to talk to John, remember, our number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. I'm here with psychic medium John Holland, contacting the other side. And don't forget, go to www.eomega.org to find out about our event. I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you use herbs and natural remedies? Do you search out holistic care alternatives? Or are you just looking for a different approach to dealing with health issues? We invite you then to learn about doTERRA essential oils. They are 50 to 70 times more powerful than herbs and can safely be taken internally. doTERRA represents the most effective, safest, purest essential oils today. Call us to get a free sample. 206-552-8222. That's 206-552-8222.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small bags to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal.
All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back to the Dougal Fraser Show. My guest this hour, medium John Holland, is here, which I'm super excited about. And hey, guys, thank you so much for your entries for the Cosmic Coaching Contest. We got so many. We can't take any more, but next week we will announce the winner, and I'm super excited. We're narrowing it down, but your entries were amazing. It was so terrific to hear your stories and how you want to work together. So we're so excited for all of your entries, and I really appreciate it. Guys, the phones are ringing off the hook. We can't take any more calls. We've got some people lined up to talk to John, so we're going to go straight to our next caller, who is Christy.
Hello.
Hey, Christy, say hi to John.
Hi, John. Hi, Dougal.
Hey, Christy, how are you?
Good.
Who do you want to connect with, darling?
Either my mother or Bill.
Okay, yeah, I feel very motherly, Christy, with you. Grant, your mom's mom is also passed, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I feel very mom, so I feel like both of them are coming in, Christy, all right? And Christy, I'm not really a foo-foo kind of medium. I don't like to talk about flowers, but is anybody named after the flower, or is mom a big garden person?
Well, I'm a big garden person.
Okay. I mean big. I mean, you don't just plant a seed. I mean, either you work the garden, you got the bushes, the whole thing, right?
Oh, we got the bushes, the roadies, and all the flowers out.
Yes, okay. All right.
That's
you know,
me.
She's, yeah, you know, okay, that's fine, because she's giving me that here. But as I'm with you, Christy, what section of the garden belongs to Mom? Which dedication is hers?
Oh, I would say probably the rhododendrons.
Right. She's pointing to in your garden. She says, that's for me. That's for me. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Christy, just give me a little more energy, darling. Okay, I really need to hear you loudly. Okay, and as
okay,
I'm still
okay.
Okay, all right, Christy. As I know I work fast, but they're coming in fast.
Uh-huh.
Christy, as
okay.
I'm working with you too, where is the angel in the garden or the fairy statue
thing?
Yeah,
I have angels out in the garden. It's out
I know because she's showing me
the rhododendron.
Absolutely. So your mom is here. She sees you in the garden. She's pointing that's mine. And now I'm seeing the wings of a fairy or an angel. So
uh-huh.
that's the dedication that you're giving her. But she sees you there. Keep doing that, Christy, okay? It's because it's a beautiful garden. I can see that, all right,
mm-hmm.
from what she's showing me. But, Christy,
mm-hmm.
what I'm getting here, it's I want to say you knew she was going to pass, but why do I feel sudden with her passing, Christy?
Well, it was sudden. I didn't know she was going to pass.
Okay. Okay,
she was in the hospital,
that's fine.
Had surgery, and it was unexpected.
Mm. Okay, what did she pass from, darling?
I think it was either after the surgery, the gallstone or the kidney stone. It was a blood clot that went from her ankle up to her heart.
Okay, so that's the part where I say, that's the illness, that's the body thing. But I do feel like unexpected passing. Sometimes when I get that feeling, Christy, it means someone is. The doctor may say, "Oh no, they got 6 months," and then they go in a month. That's
mm-hmm.
the kind of feeling that I'm getting. But you know, she does make mm-hmm. me aware. Not a lot of time to say goodbye. Not a lot of time to say goodbye. She's also making me aware, Christy. How many sisters do you have, please?
I have two.
Okay, acknowledge my girls. Acknowledge
mm-hmm.
my girls. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, this is her coming through, all right? And is there
mm-hmm.
one son for her also, please?
Yes.
Okay,
because
she's
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's a yes. Okay, because she's making me aware. Don't forget my boy. Don't forget my boy. She's toasting her glass to you right now, or to the girls or one of the kids. There's got to be a birthday right now or an anniversary, Christy. Where's that?
There's going to be a graduation in June.
Nice. Okay, and remember, they
mm-hmm.
attend these things, Christy. Okay, so when you go to the after party, toast your mother.
Uh-huh.
Because another medium
okay.
may say to you, she was at the party, at the graduation party, okay? But still there.
Mm-hmm.
But I love your mom's energy, Christy. She feels not just like a mom. I got to be honest with you. I feel like you and your mom could have been friends. Not every mother is a friend, okay?
Yeah.
We tried to have them as friends.
Yeah.
Do you understand that, Christy?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Is mom gone a while now, Christy, please?
Yes.
How long? How long, please?
26 years.
Okay. You know why I'm asking?
because she knows that you're a mother. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So did she not get to meet your kid?
She met one of them, 6 months old, and that was it.
Okay, and then you had another one after she passed, right?
Yeah, I had two more.
All right, Christy, always remember this, darling, okay? And for everybody listening, I say it at every lecture. Don't feel bad that your mother who passed or whoever passed never got to meet your kid. They met, mm-hmm. or children, they met them first. Do you
they
understand?
They met on the other side.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
And Dougal,
but they
you
know
can use
great
that.
Kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey. So she knows that you're a mom, okay? And for the other siblings that have them too, all right? But remember, always when you're talking to your mom, Christy, if you can do it, a good place to do is in the garden. She's telling me you're going to get a bench too, yeah?
I want to get another bench, yeah.
I know, because she just told me. Okay, so you do that, and you sit there and grave it, whatever you want, darling. A lot of love coming through. So I hope this helped a little, Christy, okay?
It does. Thank you, John.
Hey,
God
Christy,
bless you, darling.
Hey, Christy, can I ask you a question before you go?
Yes. Yes.
So talk to me a little bit about your mood. It feels like in the past couple of weeks, your mood has been fluctuating, correct?
Well, it's fluctuating. I didn't want to mention it. Yesterday, my dog, I took him in for a vaccination, just a well checkup vaccination. Come home, he had a seizure, had another one, take him in. He passed in four hours yesterday, so
yeah,
I'm grieving.
The minute you called, I wrote down depression with a question mark. Here's something that I want you to know that I get from your energy, Christy. When you, what I love about you is I think you're a healer by nature. So if I was in pain and I called you, you're available. If a friend calls you, if someone at the grocery store starts crying, you carve out a minute for them, you want to be there for them. What I find interesting about you, though, is when you're going through depression, you really hibernate and you get really quiet and pull away from people.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
what I want you to know is, you do best in a group dynamic when you open your energy up, when you let people change your energy as well. And during this like brief period of depression with the passing of your pet, which I totally understand, it's really important that you let people know that you're hurting and you need a little extra attention. You know, this next year is transitioning for you where you're going to have more time to be with yourself. And the funny part is, you know, the average client that I read for, they can't handle being alone. You love it. You know, you're completely self-sufficient. You know how to be alone. It's almost addictive for you. What's interesting is the opposite of where you need to get into groups of people of like-minded consciousness, maybe like a support group for someone that lost their pet or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want you to let people help you. You don't always have to be the one being there emotionally for other people. Let people see your process. Let them see you when you're wounded. The truth is I can completely relate to you, so I'm kind of laughing as I'm telling you this because I have to do the same things. But really, as you're going through this process, invite someone in. You know, tell someone that you need a little extra attention, okay?
Okay, I will.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Thank you so
All right.
much for
and
picking
one
up
more
on
thing
that.
For and Christy, one more thing, okay? In my book, The Spirit Whisperer, I have a huge chapter on animals and the loss of them. Send me your name and address to info@johnholland.com. Let me send you one of my books that has that special chapter.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Thank you so much, John. I love you.
Okay, just refer to Dougal's show so we know it's you, okay?
Right, now you're going to get so many emails from people saying, that was me.
Yeah. I might do it, too.
That would be me. I'm the one. That's what we talked about.
Thanks so much for the call.
Christy.
I really appreciate it. John, I love the way you do this. It's very interesting the way you put the pieces together and you connect with people. I just think you're absolutely phenomenal at what you do. I'm very impressed and so honored that you came on the show. It really means a lot to me.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's the way I was trained, Dougal. You know, they give you a formula on how to link, and there's a certain formula that, you know, I teach when I'm teaching people how to do this, if they have that ability. But it's all in the training, and, you know, I just try to be as real as possible, you know.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, and what I love about it is it's so pure. Like, you know, there are some psychics out there who we will remain nameless, but you can feel the ego in it, and there's something about your energy that's extremely relatable. I mean, the sound of your voice, I feel like I've known you forever. We could have coffee, we could talk, but it's just I really feel that you step aside and you let it come through you, and I just really think that's an honor and a gift, and I commend you for that.
Thank you.
So, guys, remember, Soul Connections at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. It's June 10th through the 12th. You can go to my website, dougalfraser.com. You can go to johnholland.com to find more information. And, guys, are you friends with us on Facebook? Because you should be. Go like John Holland's page. You can also become friends with me and get more information on the event. We're going to be there all weekend. Danielle McKinnon, Animal Intuitive, who's going to be on the show next week. Psychic Colette Baron Reed, of course, myself, Dougal Frazier, and John Holland is going to be with us. I'm super, you know, I've never been to the Omega Institute. Isn't that crazy?
It's about time.
I know, and you know, I forgot to tell you this. Okay, quick, my Oprah full circle moment. So when I first moved to New York, I don't know, that must have been 13, 14 years ago, I filled out the paperwork for Omega, and I had it on my, like, my vision board, and I was so excited to do it. So I'm super excited because it's kind of a full circle moment. It took about 15 years, but I'm going to be going there and speaking. I'm so excited. So 10,000 thank yous for inviting me. It really means the world to me, and it's going to be super fun.
Thank you. You're welcome. I'll see you there.
Sounds good. Hey, guys, thank you so much. Next week, don't forget, Danielle McKinnon is going to be on the show. We're going to be announcing our winner of the Cosmic Coaching Contest. We were live. I've missed you all. I will talk to you next week. I hope you have a super day. This was great fun. I'm Dougal Frazier. This is The Dougal Frazier Show. See you soon. As you should have